So I don't really understand the appeal of escargot. It's just like snails are right there. Why would you need to eat them? They're just not really doing anything wrong to anyone.
David, thankfully, you have to stop talking because it's...
The Chainsaw Minute!
I'm David, and this is your dose of Chainsaw Man. You can join us every Friday where we see what masterpiece Fujimoto put out.
I'm Jordan, and if you're looking for regular Shonen Flop goodness, you can find our next episode to hear our first thoughts on Martial Master Asumi this Monday.
Oh yeah, which I am definitely going to mispronounce as Martial Arts Master Asumi, as we talked about in the Chibi episode. And just a reminder, these recordings are open to everyone, so listen and chat along with us on the Shonen Flop Discord every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern when there's a new chapter out. Find out, you can find a link to it in our show notes or on our site, and a big shout out to everyone who's listening in right now. We really appreciate you.
Oh yes, thank you so much. I love all of you. You're all my children. Like the fucking soap opera.
And so, Jordan, what was your devil this week?
Well, apparently the alarm devil, because I was late to this recording because I set an alarm for 5, didn't go off, kind of just disappeared, not sure what happened.
I'm really sorry to hear that, man.
My other devil is the first episode of Apothecary Devil, which sucks.
It's a good show, Jordan, you'll see.
Gets better. Like, I saw the second episode, which is a lot better than the first, but damn, that first episode, woof.
Anyway, my devil was the cleaning devil. I got up at 6 a.m. on Sunday and cleaned for 12 hours. Jordan, oh, wow. Literally our recording was the only thing I did that wasn't cleaning the house. Such fun.
I cannot imagine cleaning for that long. I'm a mess.
Yeah.
I'm a total mess.
We filled an entire kitchen table with stuff we have to throw out. That's how much clutter we had in our house.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. We ran out of space, actually, for the clutter, the throwaway clutter. But anyway, enough about that, Jordan. Can you give us the plot summary for...
Chapter 162, Fearsome.
Just like you, baby.
Oh, yeah. Quan Chi and Shitty Eyepatch Wolf stand off against Asa and the boys. She deflects Nail's and cuts off Katana Man's head. Asa and Nail then attack her, but Quan Chi spears Nail and kicks Asa into a wall. She goes to kill Bro Baney, who holds up Denji's head, stopping her in her tracks. Such a beautiful face, David. He just had to stop and just admire. Beautiful
yeah.
Boy.
Aw.
Eyepatch douchebag gets real mad, but she says an old friend of hers told her not to make Denji her enemy. Popcorn David.
Eyepatch douchebag reveals that they have Quan Chi's girlfriend's hostage and starts to say something sexist when his chainsaw wife bursts through his chest and starts devouring his flesh. Because you know nice. What? It's 2024 and women can do as they please.
You know what? We stan a queen.
Yeah, a chainsaw queen. Yeah. Chainsaw woman.
Yeah.
Quan Chi's actually pretty cool with this and says she can just pretend to lose. She tells Asa to kill her because she won't actually die. Because you know what? In Chainsaw Man, people don't always die if they are killed.
That's true.
As she prepares to slice her head off, Yoru asks if Quan Chi is stronger than Dennis. Quan Chi says yes, but he is more fearsome than her.
Title drop.
Yes, chapter the name title of this drop. Fearsome. So Jordan, much like yourself, why was this chapter 10 out of 10?
I love the doctors. We didn't see anything. What? Oh, we didn't hear nothing.
That doctor. I imagine he's just like, I'm no snitch.
Yeah, nah. It's like, fucking, all right. We didn't hear shit.
I feel like Fujimoto's like, man, I have not been funny enough lately and just made this entire arc comedy.
Oh, yeah. I do like how they just like the chainsaw wife bursts through that asshole's mm-hmm. chest. And then they're just like, oh, yeah, Katana Man cut open that wall, right? Yeah, that makes sense. Wow, she could get in here. Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah.
Whoa, look at that continuity. Oda's smiling and nodding.
Yeah.
Araki just doesn't understand. I'm just imagining Rules of Nature was playing in my head the entire time. Like, this is some Metal Gear Rising shit with all this fighting.
I love the page where Quan Chi just, like, cuts Katana Man's head off. That was really cool.
I don't even know when she did that, though, because I felt like some of the paneling was all off. Like, how did she get that when she was actively blocking the nails from the Nail Fiend?
Well, I thought it was, like, while Nail Fiend was shooting the nails at her, Katana Man charged towards her, so she blocked the nails and then quickly sliced his head off. And I think it was supposed to be insanely fast. I think that was the idea.
And she's not even in her hybrid form yet.
Nah. This is just Quan Chi. She's fucking badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quan Chi is great. I see, fuck, what was his, I always forget his name. He hasn't been here in forever.
Bromaney?
The guy who looks like Mads,
is it Hayakawa? Is that his name?
I don't know.
I forget his name.
The dude with the scar by his mouth.
Yeah.
No, not Mads Mikkelsen.
That's who he looks like.
That is who he looks like.
Kishibe! Where the fuck is Kishibe been?
I don't know!
And I see why he loved her. You know, Fujimoto made like a comic where he was like constantly hating on her. And then she's like, you know, I think I like women. And he's like, I noticed.
Wait, what?
Yeah. There's a comic where, because Kishibe used to have a huge crush on Quan Chi.
Ah.
And then she kept turning him down. And eventually she's like, hey, I think I'm a lesbian. He's like, yeah, I figured.
I like that it's like, oh, that's the only reason that anybody could turn down Kishibe.
Oh, yeah. The implications are not great. But that was actually what she told him.
Maybe he's right, though. Maybe Kishibe is just a fucking charmer. Who the fuck knows?
I mean, he's a great guy.
David was just about to say, yeah, I'd fuck Kishibe, and you know, that's all right.
I mean, who wouldn't?
I don't know, that's the point. Yeah, I mean, I guess lesbians wouldn't.
You know what's really interesting, though, is I honestly thought that when all that blood was splattered, some of it was going to reactivate Dennis.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen, so I don't know if Fujimoto just didn't think about it or he didn't want to create. I just thought it was weird to have all this blood splatter on everyone and no effect.
I feel like the idea is Dennis's starter has to be pulled for that all to fully take effect right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And then, yeah, this is so interesting how this is really where Yaru is like, wow, I am weak as fuck. Like, she's so blatantly outclassed by Quan Chi, and Quan Chi says technically she is not the top dog. It's just like, imagine if Quan Chi just trains Yoru.
That'd be an interesting training arc. I don't know. That could happen.
Yeah.
Kishibe trained Dennis in power, you know, so there's precedent.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great training arc.
God, it was. I forgot there was already a training arc in Chainsaw Man.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then, do you have any other thoughts, Jordan? I think this is just, these chapters have not had a lot of substance to them. They're just fun, stupid chapters, which is fine. It's fine. We all love eating cotton candy.
I miss power. I miss power so much.
There's been absolutely no progression of the saving power in Hell plotline.
I mean, this was a good chapter. This was definitely a good chapter, but there's no power.
Yeah.
When power shows up, it'll be an 11 out of 10.
And everyone's going to ask, when power's not here, everyone has to ask, where's power?
And I am. I am doing that.
I still remember that time I broke Rem from Anime Out of Context when I told him that power is based on Eric Cartman.
It's so good.
Yeah, I mean, once you hear it, you can totally see it.
Yeah.
All right, well, Jordan, I want to say thank you so much for all your hard work on the show.
Oh, thank you so much, David, for everything that you do and all your editing and all your structuring. So, thank you.
All right, well, you can find us on X at Shonen Flopcast, Tumblr Shonen-Flop. Our website, shonenflop.com. We're also on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, wherever else you get your podcast. Props to Shannon for the awesome cover. Find her online at Illuminati. Reminder, you can join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern when there's a new chapter. Eastern, I said Easter. Imagine the Easter Devil. When there's a new chapter out, you can find a link to it in the show notes or on our site. And again, a big thank you to everyone who has been joining in on our recording. It's a lot of fun having an audience. And stay tuned for Monday as we give our first thoughts on Martial Master Asumi. But you know what? Who isn't a Martial Master Asumi is a certain bomb devil. And you know what? I bet she's just going to be around the corner.
Because
you know who's really...
The Chainsaw Man, it's past. Bye.
Bye.